If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
I will see you there. We can start again as a love affair. And welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones. We started out with Curtis Harding. That's an album called Soul Power that just came out last year on Burger Records. So I guess it would be one of the best albums of the year. In fact, we're going to hear another track. And after that, so we've got a couple more tracks. Something new from D'Angelo. And something new from Dorian Concept. And then after that, we're going to listen to part one of a show I managed to put together with esteemed guests from 97, 98. Originally, we did many shows together here on CITR, but we managed to get back together a couple weeks ago for a couple of shows. We did Jason Hoover special, which is forthcoming, and that's going to be part of his documentary. And then Sunday night, a couple of weeks ago, we did this amazing two-hour show, so we're going to hear part one of that tonight. But next, once again, Curtis Harding here on the African Rhythms, here on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can tune in and podcast right there.
Thank you.
Incredible new album from D'Angelo, the Black Messiah. I haven't had much material from him over the years. He's had many ups and downs, but what incredible talents, combining jazz and soul like no other. Of course, you're listening to African Rhythms here on CITR, and we're going to go now to a show we recorded late Sunday night a couple weeks ago. The esteemed guest, Michael Ingram, myself. Beautiful reunion. So this will be part one, 1 hour, and then I'm going to play part two next week. And welcome to another African Rhythms. In fact, welcome to African Rhythms Radio, live here in 2015 with Michael Ingram, just like the old days. Welcome back, Mike.
Indeed. Welcome back, y'all. And hello, Vancouver. It has been a rather interesting few days, and I surely feel good being back home.
Yeah, no, it's great to have you back. I mean, we did a fantastic show on Friday with Jason Hoover. Really feeling good about that. We wanted to do one more show before you go back to Philly. On this show, just play some really, really good soul, just like we did back
in
the 90s.
That's and what I'm talking about.
Exactly, and do it live. So when was your Soul Tree show on?
We started right after we followed you, co-hosting African Rhythms.
Yeah.
And in 1998, I believe, when CITR went 24 hours, they wanted programming. And I was like, yeah. So it worked out midnight to 4:30 in the morning. We were good to go, y'all. So
you're going practically all night.
All night.
Well, it was nice the other day when you came over to my place and we listened to a show back in the day that you made that I recorded on cassette.
I was pleasantly surprised, bro, because a lot of the shows had been destroyed and misplaced. I got a couple on mini disc, but I always copied mini disc and cassette, and all the cassettes were just gone. So,
well, nice one thing we resurrected there was a promo from our brother Clarence.
I'm telling you, it was good seeing DJ Clarence and DJ Luis M at over in Yale Town the other night as well. They are excellent programmers, and they really
at the distillery.
Yes, distillery. Yeah. Yes,
the distillery Saturday nights. Oh. They're playing a kind of jazz that you're not going to hear anywhere else in the city.
You got that right.
Yeah. All right. Well, big up to Clarence. Indeed. I thought first we would play some sort of sophisticated soul bordering on jazz, and that's the CTI label, Patty Austin.
Quincy Jones's favorite singer. You can't go wrong with her.
Yeah, and that's a track called We're in Love.
Okay.
And you know, this is some smooth soul bordering on jazz.
Right.
Ooh.
that's Patty Austin. Yeah, I mean, that's that real soul. I guess that kind of style kind of went into smooth jazz, Mike, later on.
That's what always opens the door for that type of category, you know. Yeah. You know, Sade later on, but Patty, the arrangements that Quincy Jones has, it's always going to be smooth. You're never going to hear any hardcore raw stuff coming out of Quincy, and Patty fits his style perfectly.
Yeah, I know. She's got she's a major talent, but perhaps, you know, some of her tracks have been people in Europe and Japan and whatever. They're looking back on these albums and they're finding quality like that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, perhaps even some of the soul and jazz being made today in the smooth jazz idiom could border on this exact same kind of soul, because these kind of singers and musicianship have got to do it somewhere.
Well, I think that's where a lot of neo-soul artists get their inspiration from, because that whole style, it seems that neo-soul is a very intimate kind of situation where you feel like you're at a live setting rather than listening to a recorded record and stuff. And I think the artists reflect that they want to take that music to the level where it used to be, where you've got jazz chords significantly won in, if not total jazz arrangements altogether. So I think that's a good part in terms of making an analogy between the Patty Austin or Quincy Jones.
I suppose that's what it is, really, is that when jazz gets with soul, it makes for some longevity, and that's an important thing to remember. But just over a month ago now, Michael, I lost a really close friend. I made you aware of Daphne down in San Francisco. So, you know, just to carry on her spirit, because we'll always really miss her. I really feel for her sister. I think that she's channeling love to her sister.
When people leave this plane, we always have new guardian angels looking out over us. And I know you guys have a guardian angel now looking out for you.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, this track that we played actually on the Daphne tribute show, Harvey Scales, and I'll Run to Your Side. I was playing it for you the other day, but just incredible soul. So let's check this out next.
Yes, indeed.
Come back home, you got a home right here. With open arms,
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You're listening to a special edition of African Rhythms Meets Soul Tree. David Love Jones, Michael Lewis Ingram in the house. Good morning, Vancouver.
could have done so much more.
That's the incredible Darryl Fletcher. Kind of his second coming, if you will, Michael.
You know, that sounds like Stepper's music. And yeah. For those that don't know, Stepper's music was a phenomenon that started in the Midwest, specifically Chicago, where you had that kind of Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers groove, only tossed with a little soul. So certain songs have that cadence where the dancers are allowed to freelance, but all within a touch dance type of format. So you'll see that same kind of spiraling, but they always come back to the basics, and that definitely is a Stepper's groove. I'm sure it's something you're going to see a lot more of. That's grown folks music right there.
In the UK, they call it crossover soul, is sort of the, and that's more of a 70s thing than a 60s northern thing, which we're going to cover a little bit later in the show. Mm-hmm. But you're listening to African Rhythms versus Soul Tree. Yeah, we're doing a reunion. We laid the groundwork of a lot of soul music in the 90s on CITR on the radio. Still doing our thing. We're both doing radio. Michael's doing it down in Philly.
At the last.
Yeah, do you want to give a pitch to your...
We are on a site called Blog Talk Radio. The show is called Sultry Radio in the Raw, and we're on three times a week. We're on editorially Wednesday nights, Eastern 9 to 11, Saturday afternoons 2 to 4 Eastern, and Sunday nights, as we just did one, we do a old school ology music therapy session where we take a lot of the mind streams that you guys really loved when I was first doing this show, helped me turn it into a format, and we just kick back and try to find some balance. So that's how we end the week on Sundays with the old school ology music therapy session.
Well, we'll definitely talk a little bit more about the current state of radio. Mm-hmm. But another track we heard from 1978 on, again, CBS, Samuel Jonathan Johnson. They were sleeping on, they got the record out, but somehow it didn't get to the people.
You know what the issue is that with that? Anything that came out, David, I think between 76 and 80, was all geared to disco. So the real music got lost. A lot of artists like this, you know, they never really got a chance to get played because they weren't put on the priority list because everybody was spinning disco. And you know how that was. The priority shifted to the producer rather than the artist.
Yeah.
And you got good stuff like this that just gets lost because they didn't have a fight. They had no place for it.
It's great to rediscover, as with Darryl Fletcher. Mm-hmm. I mean, that single, It's No Mistake, we listened to, is highly sought after. And on our special show tonight, we were hoping to get Daphne's sister Contessa's voice on the air tonight. Unfortunately, our CD failed and my iPhone doesn't seem to work. So we're going to have to bring that on a future show. But much love out there anyway to Contessa.
Indeed. Much love, Contessa. And Ashe, you know Daphne is looking out for you.
Yeah, well, I definitely think Daphne's spirit is offering us some luck with this film with Jason Hoover. So she's like our guardian angel, in
there
fact.
You go.
Yeah, awesome. All right, well, anyway, we're going to play one of Contessa's favorites. That's Raphael Sadiq. His instant vintage album for soul music from the last 10 years is definitely some of the most tasteful stuff that's been going on.
Without a soul, what's life like if you're living without a goal? What's life like if you don't even talk to your best friend? What's life like you never lend a helping hand? What's life like if you can't smell
the
rose?
What's life like
What's life like if you always posing? And what's life like
if
you live out of your window?
What's life like
if you never touch the world? What's life like if you're never saying hi to boys and girls?
What's life like
you living on the internet, never touching the world?
What's life like?
You gotta be real with yourself, cause you're living in a jaded world.
I'm
soul music be the fruit of love, then we want a second helping. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'll come running back to you, Sandra Wright. Apparently, she's passed, and you know, a more of a little-known soul singer, Michael.
You know, I got to tell you, every time we dig up these wonderful songs, you know, we know there's always a backstory with them, but unfortunately, oftentimes the story gets missed. I thought that was a succinct point that was made earlier when we did the Jason Hoover show, because there's so much good music, there are so many artists, and we know for every artist that finds that niche of fame, there are a whole bunch of guys that go undiscovered or totally forgotten about. Maybe disillusioned by the business. They do that one great song, or they just get off on one song and maybe they don't do any more after that. Because to be totally honest, I never had the opportunity to hear Sandra Wright until that song actually played.
It took me quite a few years. I mean, we found out about a lot of stuff in the 90s. There's always more. And Sandra Wright, I Come Running Back is one
beautiful
of the
track.
Yeah, you know. Incredible production, Antonio Carlos Jobim with Diodato. We're getting into a little bit jazz meets the greats from Brazil, but definitely the class of Diodato production, all the top session musicians, Jobim leading, like, how can you go wrong?
Yeah, Jobim, Ayerto, Hubie Laws, Joe Farrell, Ron Carter on bass, I mean, this was a classic CTI production. They always used each other to produce their own stuff. When it was Hubie's turn, they would do stuff. It was Ron Carter's turn. I mean, to have that stable of musicians run parallel, because we just talked about disco, but all of this was running in the 70s. We can make an argument, really, that the 70s might be the greatest decade of different genres of music expanding out to everybody.
It was a very ambitious time. That's got to be admired. It's a much harder to replicate it now.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, this next gentleman.
Lord Jesus, this is Rance. Just want to say hi to you. Thanking you for giving me another day. You know, I was thinking, it seems here lately, every time I rap to you, I've been, like asking you for this or pleading with you for that. Never really saying, thanks for what you've already done. And it's been on my mind. And I'm afraid this is a problem with a whole lot of people. They don't seem to really dig on what you've already done, you see.
Thank you, Lord.
And I wanted to change my way. I wanted to stop some of this begging and pleading and Lord help me, Lord do this and that for me. I just want to take a little time out to say thank you. For my life, health and strength that you have given to me. I just wanna thank you, yeah. I just wanna thank you, Lord. Oh,
I
wanna thank you, Lord. Oh, I wanna thank you, Lord. I wanna raise my hand and say thank you. Cross for me. All I have to give, all I have to give, Lord, I surrender it all to thee. So come on and take my heart, take my soul, Lord. This is the only way that I can thank you. Of my time, but I'm always bothering you all the time. I wanna take
Rance is doing some serious. That's Rance Allen, ladies and gentlemen, 73, the Brothers album. Thank you, Lord. Some serious, serious testifying.
Rance Allen is to be one of the more unique voices I've ever heard singing any genre of music. There's no undulation in Rance. He's always singing gospel. He's always singing inspirational. There's no attempt to try to swing into a secular mode. Everything he does has always been with this praise, inspirational mode in mind, and he never changes from that. He doesn't have to. I think in a lot of ways, he attributes some of what he does to Isaac Hayes in the sense that whatever his idea is, he sings it or gets it out, and he's doesn't worry about how long it takes for him to say it. And nobody really cares because they want him to use that voice.
Yeah, no, I think that Lance has a gift on a level that in his field few have attained. There's more buried classics out there, just like the one we heard before. You know, this is up there with his Hall of Famers, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let's go to modern day and somebody who's come up in the last 5 years or so and on Blue Note Records. And this guy, Gregory Porter, what's really neat about him, he's not just conscious jazz, but he's right through to touching on soul and the whole nine yards. Even had a house remix on one of his albums, mm-hmm. Dance remix anyway. So, a major talent. So, but let's check him out next.
All right.
This is African Rhythms Meets the Soul Tree. We're here on CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Check us out online.
Out on my way to Harlem, Ellington, you don't live around here. He moved away one day, so they say, from Harlem. I can hear his echo still. Na-na-na, you can't keep me away from where I was born. Langston Hughes, he don't live round here. He moved away one day from his way here in Harlem. I know that Marvin Gaye used to play right here. Somebody say you can't keep me away from where I was born. We'll be right back.
game he used to play. What's going on right over there? I sure could use some of those blues from Langston Hughes. Hey, there goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train through Harlem.
Gregory Porter, here on Black History Month.
There goes that A train. Hey, there goes that A train.
And certainly educational for Black History Month and just for conscious music in modern day.
It's nice to see somebody take the time to make a track like this. But, you know, it gets to a point sometimes. And I know in Canada, it's not understood the same way. But oftentimes, Black History Month can sometimes even seem like a slap in the face because they take the shortest month, 28 days, and they figure whatever ideas or deals that we have to give grudgingly credit to, you know, they slide on by. But the bigger picture is, you know, when we do our show in the States, it's Black History Month every day. And we don't minimize it by trying to keyhole it into, you know, a 28-day block of time. But I appreciate the fact that people need to understand that it's a human thing. You know, who cares what color the person was that did what they did if they benefited mankind? And these are the bigger pictures that, you know, they don't want to scrunch into 30-second time slots and then, you know, make banal conversation about over the course of a month.
Yeah, I mean, in a sense, it would be nice if awareness for Black History was year-round. As it turns out this year, for Black History, I guess I've been doing my bit and, you know, putting together this documentary and putting together this history of black local history and soul history that stood a chance of being lost completely. So, you know, somebody had to step up.
Most definitely, brother. And because it is a Canadian artist, we can't stress it enough. Jason Hoover was born here. He wanted to be successful here. He did great things while he was here. And now that he has the chance to possibly come back again and provide the same excellent stuff that he did when he might have been a bit obscure to some folks, it's a blessing that, unlike many of these other shows, like the one in the States, Unsung, where they talk about the artists and, you know, everything was good until, and then the tragic moment happens. Jason's here. He survived all of that, and he's beyond all of that. And this is the kind of thing that every Canadian should really appreciate because he loves his country, and he simply wants his country to love him back.
Yeah, no, for sure. Well, I mean, putting together his history, you know, has to be a humble thing. And those involved, you know, are doing it for the right reasons. And exactly. I feel really strong about it. But actually, if you look at just that last artist we played, Gregory Porter, not so dissimilar in a sense, because I think Europeans will get Jason Hoover just in the same way as they get Gregory Porter. He tours over there a lot. Mm-hmm. And Vancouver, you know, skipped him on the last Jazz Fest circuit. So, you know, they don't see his importance, but, you know, it's very important, as is the next artist that we've played in the past, and that's a wonderful British artist who's certainly come to the attention of Stevie Wonder and Lamont Dozier, as I've said in the past, and that's the wonderful Omar. This is a record from just a year ago now, so, you know, it's nice, like, an artist like Omar can survive.
The kid can blow.
Yeah.
No doubt.
All right, well, let's check it out.
I like it.
Ooh, I'm thinking about some things I've done when I was so wild. Some things that I should not have done, just trying to be the man. Something happened to me. Love taught me to calm right down. The last thing I was thinking of made me become a man.
Definitely, brother. And because it is a Canadian artist, we can't stress it enough. Jason Hoover was born here. He wanted to be successful here. He did great things while he was here. And now that he has the chance to possibly come back again and provide the same excellent stuff that he did.
Show me some slender. some slack, girl.
And that's it. It's one of the greatest Vancouver Soul records ever recorded, ever released, who we had on the show on Friday. And that's Jason Hoover, who I'm doing the documentary on, Show Me Some Slack. Incredible track.
Smooth as butter, brother. And I tell you, the guitar player, the chord changes he does on that is just phenomenal. It's a beautiful, beautiful track. It's funky. It's soulful. It's jazzy. It's got all of that. And Jason's vocals just top it all off. And it's original on top of everything else.
Yeah. Well, having Hart's guitar player brought in, the truth is he did a stellar job.
He really did. He really did.
You know, that's some really incredible stuff. That's from a 1975 Mushroom Records album that Jason Hoover, the subject of a forthcoming documentary. And it was made actually with top musicians here and top L.A. session musicians, including King Erickson amongst
others. Yes, indeed. One of the best percussionists out ever.
I think, and even Bongo Brown might be.
Bongo Brown might be up in there as well. But, you know, I want to throw a little thing in there about the Omar track because, you know, Omar's music is just amazing. And whatnot. He should be in somebody's rotation here in the States.
Yeah.
And as we say this, we got to give some dap since you mentioned Black History. To Frankie Crocker. Frankie Crocker was one of the best programmers, and he was a DJ on WWRL in New York City. He eventually moved out to LA, but he established what we called Urban Contemporary with WBLS FM in New York. He brought in British soul. You know, we heard acts like Loose Ends, Level 42. He was playing these guys, you know, soul to soul. He was first before anybody else. He didn't ask for it. He just did it. And I think it's to his credit that he was the only station on the East Coast that was doing it. WDAS in Philadelphia, right next door, wasn't even touching it. And Frankie was playing stuff that nobody would even think about playing.
Well, I think one difficulty that comes up with soul, really, is that if you only focus on the funk and you only focus on, say, the northern soul, so that, obviously what I'm saying is the danceable stuff, then you miss half the picture and some of the most important part of the picture. Thank you. African rhythms and meets the soul tree.